For the past few weeks, it looked like the Republican presidential race might come down to California, a state that hasn't played a meaningful role in a GOP primary since 1964. Then, Indiana sent California's June 7th primary back to irrelevance. As Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler reports, many California Republicans wish they could have mattered.
The excitement was palpable at the California Republican Party convention last weekend, just outside San Francisco.
This year, being able to have a say is awesome because we never have a say in California.
That was 58-year-old Tea Party activist Georgine Scott Cotiga of Gilroy, who wore a red Ted Cruz t-shirt. Roseanne Slonsky Breaux, a 65-year-old Oakland Republican, supports Donald Trump.
Very excited. I mean, like, we're actually relevant, you know?
It can be lonely to be a Republican in a state dominated by Democrats, so party activists loved being courted by the candidates.
On June 7th, you have a big, big day.
California is going to decide this Republican primary.
Then, just days later, Cruz lost Indiana.
For the long-term future of our nation, we are suspending our campaign.
John Kasich did too. It was as if Lucy put the football down for Charlie Brown, then pulled it away.
Yeah, it is disappointing, I gotta tell you.
That's the Republican leader of the California State Assembly, Chad Mays. Just days earlier, he had introduced Kasich at the state convention.
Having all three candidates show up for the convention, when was the last time that happened? So, yeah, it's unfortunate we're not going to be able to have an impact.
Slonsky Breaux, the Oakland Trump supporter, is hoping for a strong turnout anyway.
It probably would have been super exciting if California was the final state to decide who would be the candidate. But I still think it's going to be an exciting election for California.
And here's another silver lining from the state Senate's Republican leader, Gene Fuller.
It could have been worse, right? It could have been everybody dropped out before the convention.
This way, at least, California Republicans got to enjoy a few brief days in the national political spotlight before it disappeared for at least four more years. For NPR News, I'm Ben Adler in Sacramento.